Here in Pembroke Square is Pembroke College. It was founded in 1624, incorporating the 15th century Broadgate Student Hostel, and was named after William Herbert, Earl of Pembroke, who was the Chancellor of Oxford University at the time. Pembroke has around 350 undergraduate students, and like all Oxford colleges, is committed to selecting the most academically able students regardless of background. Its compact and beautiful site complements the social atmosphere of a small, friendly and welcoming community, which combines informality with tradition. Visitors regularly comment on the gardens, which are seemingly full of colour all year round. Close to the centre of Oxford, no faculties are more than a few minutes bike ride from Pembroke. The college has maintained its strengths in traditional undergraduate courses while being at the forefront in promoting certain specialised subjects, and it nourishes a vibrant and diverse graduate body. Pembroke has a well-stocked library and extensive computing facilities, including wireless access. The college has recently finished upgrading all of its accommodation to a high standard and will soon undertake a dramatic expansion of its main site. First-year undergraduates stay in the main college site, and a short walk away on the banks of the Thames is another residential complex, the Geoffrey Arthur Building. When they're not working hard, Pembroke students have opportunities to participate in many other activities, including sports teams, the music society, and the college choir. Unusually, the college's junior common room has its own art collection and gallery, and students are able to exhibit their own work during Arts Week. The collection is linked to a substantial charitable fund supporting student travel and hardship grants, as well as enabling further art purchases. The junior common room also runs numerous student social activities throughout the year. The college's most famous alumni are probably Samuel Johnson, James Smithson, and J. William Fulbright. But Pembrokeans have achieved success in a variety of fields, becoming scientists, politicians, composers, artists, diplomats, journalists, and authors. J.R.R. Tolkien was a fellow here for 20 years, during which time he wrote The Hobbit and most of The Lord of the Rings.